Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night, once again via Zoom. I'm joined on the line by Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca. Good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
Morning. How'd the meeting go last night?
It was good. We started with a project on Shore Road, and this was in the coastal area, and it's for the demolition of an existing home and construction of a new home. This is quite an active area. If you remember last time, I was talking about the same project at 198 Shore Road. So lots of activity there. It was approved, not much fanfare, just one of the neighbors had wanted to make sure that the AC units were appropriately screened and that the fireplace and whatnot met the flood regulations. So that moved along pretty quickly. And then we went to the other side of town, Calhoun Drive. You've heard me speak about this one several times. This is, I think, the third or fourth time we've heard this application. It uses, or it's trying to rezone the property to use our historic overlay incentive regulations. The idea behind the regulations is to save the home in perpetuity. In exchange, you can ask for additional floor area or an additional unit, and in this case, that's what they're doing. They like to put a second dwelling unit on the property. It has been met with a lot of opposition from the neighborhood. They don't feel that it is in keeping with the streetscape that they have there or with the way the homes are laid out. And they think it's too much for the area. It's being called a carriage house, and one of the things that the commission has to find is whether or not it's secondary to the primary residence. So this, in the end, was left open again, this time because we don't have the sign-off from the Department of Public Works on the drainage. So it's hard to say whether or not this final plan will be acceptable in the end. So the commission said we have to leave this open until we can get the drainage sorted out. So that'll be an interesting decision when that one comes down. Speaking of interesting decisions, then we had something unusual on our agenda, which was for a privately used baseball field. This is at 56 Clabbered Ridge. This came to us actually through a zoning violation. The field is already in place. The son of the owner is on one of the local baseball teams, which has been extremely successful. They went to states, and due to the lack of public fields in town, they took it upon themselves to create this field for the use of their family. So they're looking to get this now approved through the zoning regulations. They didn't know that this wasn't just something you could just put up, so to speak. So the commission did hear from the neighbors. There were many in favor, many against, things that you would expect, traffic, noise, et cetera. So the commission didn't view this too favorably in the beginning, but I think they are willing to obviously keep it open and discuss this more with the applicant and see if there's some compromise that could be reached. We do have other private facilities like this in town that the commission has reviewed over the years, such as ice skating rinks and that kind of thing. But they always come with conditions that they have to be used privately. You can't have teams showing up and coaches and that kind of thing. So anyway, so we'll see that at a subsequent meeting. And then we looked at another historic overlay proposal. This one was on Sheep Hill Road. Also left open. This is a preliminary. This one's interesting because it involves four or five lots. This is a situation where the home's already there, and the commission left this open to get more information on the exact lineage of those homes to determine whether or not they should qualify for this historic overlay. Some of them have several units in them, so this was the applicant's way of getting those zoning violations rectified under the regulation I was just talking about for the other application. So this one was left open. The commission, I think, just needs to get a better understanding of the history of the buildings. Okay. We'll see that at some point in the future, too.
According to the agenda, part of this was withdrawn, part of the application. What part was that?
Yeah, that has to do with, it's actually, it's interesting because the how you actually go about doing this application. There's many ways that it could have been done. They at one point wanted to subdivide, but actually merge the lot. So they can't, there's no provision for merger in our subdivision regulations. So you actually have to come in and request a re-subdivision. But actually, they're looking to merge the properties. A little confusing. So that's one way they could have done this, is to make all of the properties, one big parcel with many homes on it. But in the end, they decided to keep the lots separate the way they are now and come in with the individual historic overlays for each of those properties. Hence the reason the commission needs more information on all of them individually.
All right. And for the baseball field, is there lights at the field? Or
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. And the property owner said, he'll whatever's needed, he's willing to only use wood bats to reduce the noise, and would use or only organic fertilizers for the lawn, that kind of thing. So the property is trying to do their part to compromise and be good neighbors and what have you. And as he said, that he really feels strongly this is for his own personal use, and he's not trying to have games there or anything along those lines. So we'll see how that plays out.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was going to ask if there's, just a small field there. And how long has it been there?
It's not a regulation size field.
Oh, okay.
which is one reason why they can't have games there. But they did note that. But it's a substantial field, and they have a gravel parking area that they've created for cars and whatnot. So it's significant.
Hey, if you build it, they will come, right?
Yes, right.
Okay. Is that everything from last night?
Yep, that was everything from last night. Our next meeting is on June 16th. It's quite a significant agenda. We are having the West Putnam Avenue projects back on. That's 500 and 600. These are moderate income dwelling unit projects. They have taken out the commercial aspect of the projects that they had previously presented to the commission last year. So it's a different project from that standpoint. But I'm sure many of the same issues will be there in terms of the impact on the neighborhood and the bulk and size of the project, et cetera. So we'll look forward to hearing that one. We will also be hearing the Cardinal Stadium project again. That's at Greenwich High School, of course. And they are on their way to the Zoning Board of Appeals. They're also going to the Architectural Review Committee. So I believe they will have done both of those things by the time they get back to us on the 16th.
Okay. And you have three meetings this month. Is that right?
Yes. The third one is on June 30th.
Okay.
And that one we're looking at finishing up the Country Day School Athletic Field Project. And there's a couple of large homes that are on that agenda also, tentatively.
And any kind of feel for if you'll be able to get back to regular meetings in July?
I don't think we will. I think we'll be doing this for some time. It's understood that we will, that certainly through June, that's a definite. It's a fluid situation, so I know Ben Branion, the town administrator, and, of course, Fred Camillo, our first selectman, are looking at this closely, and, we'll do whatever is the safest thing to do. So my sense is we'll continue with Zoom through July, but we'll see what happens.
All right. You feel it's been pretty good, commission members, the general public also?
Oh, yes. I mean, we were sort of laughing yesterday because we were instructing people to call in and do a star 9 to raise your hand. I mean, we're very keyed into how to use the Zoom now at this point, and we're praising ourselves last night on how good we've gotten, if you will. But it's extremely effective. It's actually so effective that with our planning meetings that we've held during the day, where we have never had attendance when we've held them in town hall, we now have 20, 30 people in these meetings sometimes. And last night I think we got up to 45, maybe 50 people in attendance. And, it's people are active, they're raising their hands, they're participating, so I think it's extremely successful.
All right, very interesting. It'd be interesting to see the tape from the first one you held to now and how much you've advanced the backgrounds and everything else. All right.
Absolutely.
All right, Katie, great. Good to talk to you. Thanks very much. Have a good day.
Thank you, Tony. You too.
That's Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning, last night.